Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be doing the most this evening. We're going to be talking about you. We're going to be talking about your past. We're going to be talking about everything. Because me, Perun J, I just want us to be okay. You know, I just want us to be okay. I just want us to know ourselves. I want us to get in touch with ourselves. I just want us to know exactly what we're doing here and why we feel the way we feel and why we're talking the way we're talking, why we're walking the way we're walking, why we're calling 0832888401, the studio number. Why? I just want us to know. And it is imperative for us to ask questions. Asking the questions is a necessity. Not because, I mean, like, we're like, you know, it's a Monday or whatever. I just want to be asking questions. Like, we're asking these questions now because deep down inside, we know that some of these things there, we don't understand them. Some of these things there, they're just, it's intense there by being us. And eventually, right, it starts to bother us when, people around us seem to notice things about us that we don't notice about ourselves, or that we notice about ourselves, but we can't fix them because we don't know them. Now, I'm a firm believer in know your problems. Hello, problem maker.
Oh, Negul.
Tate kulu.
What's wrong with
you?
And then we're picking on the tearing and picking on my question. Yeah, I'm more than the eye. I'll talk about what you want, triple, what?
Hey, triple, or number eight, or number eight, or?
Even at any dinner in Bonus and also,
Tadan in Bidi,
only God knows. Otherwise, how are you, mommy?
I'm well, thank you, Tatepwana. I'm well. I'm thank fine. God. How are you doing?
Oh, we thank God that we will not be complaining all the time.
So maybe we can complain, huh? Because it's needed sometimes to complain, Kanakameme.
I also, Mala, not at the level where you become paralyzed.
Yeah, no? Where everything is just a complaint. I hear you.
Everything is just like negative.
Negative all the time.
Genuine ones, that one is allowed. If it can be allowed by my matriarchy, the psychologist. Who are we meant to say, yes?
A little bit. So, to the point of today, we are talking about empathy.
Empathy and sympathy.
If it's something that you don't want, if it's something that is a bit difficult to understand, just put them into the same category, because they are related. They are different, but they are related.
Yeah, the empathy one.
Yeah.
When you now talk about emotional intelligence, those elements you see now, self-awareness, self-awareness. Mm-hmm. What is the other one? Empathy. Mm-hmm. Then you talk about motivation and all these other things. Mm. So that's the exact one that you're talking about, empathy.
Yeah.
So now it's true. Empathy now in that manner has to do with being considerate. Is that what you mean? So at least putting yourself in the shoes of that particular person.
Okay.
So if that is the case, then I can able to say something on that. So it is true. Empathy is a very important element, but sometimes now we're also talking about how we can care for ourselves.
Yeah,
as much as we are there for others, And then we shouldn't just be neglecting
ourselves, yeah.
I understand they always say, yes, the best interest of your client and your people and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
It is, sounds as if you might be forgetting your own needs.
Yeah. But self-sacrifice.
Self-sacrifice.
Yeah.
But I know, thank you very much for that concept.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very important. Then what do we want us to say about this one?
No, I want to ask the question of, is it possible for somebody to okupo ohenda? Okupwa ohenda.
Oh, ayo mapangendo kwa eriwa.
How does that happen?
Okupo ohenda, you know, it does happen when you, perhaps sometimes, mm-hmm. You might be, perhaps you were trying to be so much empathetic,
mm-hmm.
and then to the level where you know that, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it has some kind of reciprocal kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, when you, there is also some kind of corresponding kind of obligation
mm-hmm.
that is coming from the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So this other side where you are now trying to make sure that there is some kind of consideration,
mm-hmm.
you pay attention maybe to the need of that particular person, client,
mm-hmm.
but it's also expected that, yes, there must also be some kind of effort coming from there,
mm-hmm.
so that shouldn't just be ongasha ikipe yakuti karungu yakwaselai. So you as a person and God want to do some kind of manifestation through you,
mm-hmm.
or helping you out
yeah.
of that particular situation.
Mm-hmm.
You should also make some efforts
mm-hmm.
toward that particular situation to alleviate it and, you know, navigate, you know, issues of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
no, it's not a problem because I want to hear your train of thought when it comes to when it comes to this conversation in itself. Shashino, many of us come to the point in our lives where we are just done with other people. We are done with other people You know, somebody can get bumped there and you can just keep walking. Somebody can be robbed there. You can just keep walking. Somebody can be crying about something that's very big and you can just continue with your life. Now, what happens to us when we get to that point? Like, how do we get to that point?
Yeah, I think it's like a cup. You fill it with the water.
Mm-hmm.
It's now overflowing.
Yeah.
When it's now overflowing,
mm-hmm.
so you might have developed an attitude of don't worry attitude.
Yeah.
Where you do not have, even if you really giving some kind of attention and regard to that thing, situation,
mm-hmm.
and you feel pity and things like that,
yeah.
there comes a time when you really, you are like fed up.
Mm-hmm. And, but how do we become fed up? And why would you become fed up?
You become fed up because sometimes you try to put more effort and no reciprocal kind of situation.
But are we doing it? Are we doing it so that we can get reciprocation? Are we doing it so that somebody can see us and our efforts?
Yeah,
are we not doing it because we are good people, Tatebwana? Are we not helping others because we are good people?
Yeah, that good people can always, can sometimes it can be evaporated. Eh?
Mm-hmm, but why? Because I don't understand. I don't understand why we atupu ohenda ngini ngere tse anahenda anua. Not unless katwari ana agenda otwari atuningini ma shashino twaha kupandika.
You see now.
Yeah, because how do you just wake up and then you just decide that, me, if somebody get bumped at me, I don't care. But you used to be the same person that is volunteering at hospitals for bumped people.
I think it's a very, before you reach that point, no return. It is sometimes really, I don't know, maybe in within us.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're not supposed to do that, actually. It's not supposed to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
But then, maybe because of our inability to keep on going, you shouldn't be giving up or getting discouraged.
Mm-hmm.
But people really get discouraged because you find somebody bumped there.
Mm-hmm. You just walk past.
Doesn't move. Mm-hmm. You know, people who are in the war.
Yeah.
Even though those ones perhaps are genuine one, not the one that Israel is doing.
Okay.
So, wapoikong in that day, no, no, to bumunegi, to baffle, to.
Yeah.
Okay. That kind of situation is not. Mala is a negative one.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really.
Maro, morashike ne, or sikire po level anjono. Why do you get to that
God
level?
Has given you,
Is it because you see it too much? Is it because you know what bad things people do? Why? The question is why?
No. I think that one you have actually come to the level of, you know what they call permissive kind of situation.
Mm-hmm.
Permissive will.
Mm-hmm.
Where even God himself, who minister to you that to your conscience that what you are doing is actually wrong, is barbaric and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you are actually refusing to understand your conscience is dead.
Mm-hmm.
And you are not able to realize the consequences and things like that. Even if when you realize that, you are like, there's a scripture in the Bible where God says, I'll spit you out.
Okay.
When God says that he spit you out, that means he's tired of you.
Mm.
He has been restraining you. He has been speaking to your conscience that, yes, you can't do this and things like that. But because of your permissive will and, you know, you don't want to understand and adopt this kind of don't care attitude.
But isn't it that if you don't bomb those people, they will kill you?
Not all the time.
Not all the time, but are you willing to risk it?
Yeah, because many a times the people that you are killing and things like that are just innocent people.
Mm-hmm.
All they are doing is just to pray for you to repent. But because you are actually refusing.
But what happens now? Now what happens, Tatebwana, when you are telling yourself like, you know what, those are just innocent women and all of that. And then one of them comes with a gun and tries to shoot you. Then what? And it happens all the time. Then what?
If the person is now coming to shoot you,
mm-hmm.
and you are in that mood, they'll say, no, these are people of God.
You were leaving them. You were not going to do anything. You were just going to leave them. And walk past, and then they are the same ones to come and stab you in the back. The people that you were saying that are harmless.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, maybe that is a different situation.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe value judgment there may also take a different dimension.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then in that way, I think. It might be because they are actually doing an unlawful kind of an act,
mm-hmm.
and you find yourself in that situation, and then you might also then now retaliate, and then you you act,
mm-hmm.
So to say, maybe it can be regarded as unlawful.
Yeah.
But then, that situation, if it is in the way of, what is it? How do, maybe it might reach to the level of self-defense.
Mm-hmm.
If it meets, if it meets that definitional element,
yeah,
I think you know better in that way.
Now the question would be, okay, so I defend myself because these people are, it's wild out here. I defend myself, right? And then next time again, next time do I still carry the same compassion?
Yeah, obviously. Because,
okay, so you carry the same compassion for how long?
Yeah, because you are like forced to that corner.
Mm-hmm.
If you are forced to that corner and you react in that corner,
mm-hmm.
in that manner,
mm-hmm.
so I think the law might be more lenient to you.
Mm.
And if that is the case,
let's say now it's not a matter that's going to court, Shashi, you know, you guys are muri mitandishim.
Mm-hmm.
And now you walk past a group of people, and then you decide that they are part of the enemy. Mara, we are not going to do anything because these are harmless people.
You know that they are part of the enemy.
Hey.
And you say, maybe you are thinking, as long as you don't risk yourself and the public interest must also come first.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So now, okay, so say today that you decide that, no, me, I'm not going to do anything to these people. They are harmless people. And then they betray you and try and stab you in the back. You defend yourself. Then tomorrow again, you meet a gang of people again.
Yeah, so maybe you mind you. It could be, you may allow that, but if you are conscious enough and you know, sometimes some of these actions can be predictable.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's a predictable kind of a situation,
mm-hmm.
which is good for you,
mm-hmm.
so why should you then allow it to be repeated?
Okay, but isn't that the reason that a lot of people lack empathy or chose to just let go of sympathy and empathy towards other people? Because people have shown them time and time again that they are not trustworthy.
It could be, mommy.
Mm-hmm.
It could be.
So if you have come to that point in your life, how will you know, kuja man, I mean, beronda ponyenda?
Mm, yes, you may come to know,
mm-hmm.
Because sometimes your subconscious will also speak to you and say, this one, if I just allow it, it might lead to some kind of disaster.
Mm.
And if you have realized that,
mm-hmm.
and you are aware,
mm-hmm.
and you are able to prevent it,
mm-hmm.
before it come to that level,
mm-hmm.
of course you are actually acting on the with the mentality that yes, this one, if I allow it,
mm-hmm.
it's not going to end well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think in that manner, so your action may be justifiable. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody need to help me out. So because you come to that level and say, kapuneka
ryongendaka. But how do you know now? Because you for yourself, you are just walking past people that got bombed. You're just walking past. You don't ever think, kucha, I'm going to go and then the ponu astambwa. Hamengo tandende ponu takwena. Hamengo tandende ponu elimuju ufikapa. Hamengo tanditika ndinashamanga ndindilwa. Hamengo nga. You don't really think of anything like that.
Once you feel that your conscience is condemning you.
Mm.
And then tutura mo.
But what if you never think like that?
Would that be a really time where you cannot think like that?
Yes, yes.
When your conscience is dead.
That's what I'm saying. Now, how many of us know when our conscience is dead?
Yeah, maybe they need just to be revived.
But how will we know it is dead? We can only revive something that we know is dead.
You are going to know by, you know what they say, omission.
Mm-hmm.
If you are failing to do that, perhaps there could be some issues that are preventing you, maybe the rules, the law doesn't allow that, and things like that. If you are actually legally obligated to act in that manner, then I think you might be blameless.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You might be blameless. But the moment your conscience tells you, you not do that, obviously that might be, that act is unlawful.
Mm-hmm.
So it's better you exercise your conscience void of offense toward God and toward men.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
You exercise your conscience.
Mm-hmm.
You are not to put it up.
The question is, how will you know? How will I know? How will I know?
Your conscience will minister to you.
My dear, and if my conscience is not ministering, how woo?
And then refer yourself to some kind of established...
But what if I'm not worried?
Oh? Not worried?
What if I'm not worried? Because that's what I'm asking. What if I'm not worried? That's a B. Eh? What if I'm not worried? What if I'm not affected by this?
Maybe. So, go and consult. You are the senior legal counselor.
I don't have a conscience anymore. What's wrong with me? It's like, no, it's part of life.
Part of life?
Hey, is it not?
Oh, maybe it's part of life,
mm-hmm.
But at the other side of the life, which is beyond our imagination.
Alright, no problem. Thank you so much, Satebwana.
Thank you, mommy. God bless.
God bless. Ciao, ciao. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, we are having a series of questions that we're going to be asking for the rest of June. Now, ladies and gentlemen, for some odd reason, right? June has been categorized and notably so been put as a national, or is it global, men's mental health month. Okay. So it's like that. So we are basically focusing on mental issues or mental questions or questions in general so that we can somehow minister to the men, we can minister to the women, we can ask questions that we are all thinking about. So today the question is, how will I know ngeronda pohenda nenginandi pohenda? And I want to put this in English, right? But for those that have hixi no shindonga, for those that have excel no shindonga, for those that are, you know, top notch, in Oshindonga and in English, please, if I'm saying it wrong, please come through and correct me, because this is a learning process, right? In English, I said that, I constructed the question in such a way that it comes out as sympathy and empathy put together. How will I know if I lack sympathy, if I lack empathy? Now, first of all, let's go to
Let's go to the definition. Let's go to the difference between the two, because we can't just go to the definition. We can't just go into a question when we don't really understand fully what these words mean. What these words mean. So, empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of another person. Ability to understand and share. Ability to do what? To understand and share the feelings of another person. That is what empathy is. I have the ability to understand, and to also share your emotions. So if you are extremely happy about something that has happened to you, I have the ability to understand why you are happy and to feel your happiness with you. Now, you find that in many cases there is a thin line that sometimes we cross it, sometimes we don't cross it, between sympathy and false sympathy, but we'll talk about that later on. And then we get to sympathy. Now, sympathy is feeling sorry. Feeling sorry for someone's misfortune without necessarily sharing their feelings. Now, that is what sympathy is. Feeling sorry. So with empathy, right? According to my understanding, with empathy, it is not necessarily, and it's not necessarily only feeling the bad, but it is also feeling the good. It is also feeling all kinds of emotions, feelings, right? So that is what empathy is. So, there's a thing called an empath, right? An empath is a person that has the ability to understand and to share other people's feelings. Now, with these feelings, right, it is not said that it must be feelings of regret, abandonment, disaster, or anger, or sadness, or rage. No, it is more about emotions in general, like it is feelings in general, whatever the feelings are. And then while with sympathy is strictly, right? It is strictly for feeling bad. It is strictly for feeling bad. So you can't say, no, I'm a sympath. Mm-mm. An empath is somebody that takes up all the feelings that you're having. So if you have a feeling of excitement, this person automatically just, they also get excited. Like, it's not because you are a lovely person or you are their best friend or you are a close relative or a colleague or a coworker. It's not because of that. It is because of their nature and who they are. So I can be an empath, right? And I can find a group of people celebrating in genuine happiness. And by the time I get there, no matter what I was feeling, I absorb your emotions. I take in your emotions and automatically I become happy as well. And I become joyous as well, because I might not understand. But I can understand, I might not know what exactly is happening, but I can understand why you might feel joy, because something good happened to you. And that is why you are feeling joy. And that is the emotion that I tap into as an empath. Now, there has been a lot of questions around empathy and empaths in themselves. And a deeper study has been done to create a wider understanding of empaths. Now, there are different kinds of empaths. And this is something that is not really broadcasted. It's not really put out there. It's not at the forefront of every newspaper, because there is a deeper understanding when it comes to empaths, because all of us were running with the notion that we are empaths. All of us were running with the notion that we want to be empaths. And even those that weren't empaths were running with empaths, right? But one thing that I realized, or that I noticed in my observations with many of our people that say that they are empaths, right, is that they only gravitate towards bad. They only gravitate towards negativity. They only gravitate towards sadness. They only gravitate towards misfortune. They only gravitate towards bad things. Now, this left me in limbo because I don't understand when we define the word empath, or when we define empath in itself, it does not say that it is for negative emotions. Because you are out there tonight thinking that you are an empath, and you know, I'm just such an empath, and I'm such an empath. And these are all facades that we give ourselves because we don't actually take the time to research and to understand the terms before we coin them, before we become them, before they become a part of our personality and our character traits. We don't do research on them. We hear some pretty girl with a lot of product, and she's doing her thing there on a YouTube video. And she says something like, I'm an empath, you know, and then she defines it, and then you go with it. And then you say that I'm an empath too. But the question is, right? I just feel so much. What are you feeling and why are you crying? Right? Because you cannot tell me that being an empath is understanding and feeling another person, like and sharing the feelings of another person, right? That is an empath, and all you see is sadness, and all you feel is sadness, because we cry when we are sad. We cry when we are overwhelmed. Overwhelmed is too much. Like it's overflowing. It's too much for you to handle. And usually something that is too much for you to handle, right, is not necessarily a good thing. So we have to dive into it. Good evening. Sorry, I've got this major cough thing going on. So sorry. So we have to go into understanding what an empath is, and also asking ourselves whether or not we are real empaths, or if we are not real empaths. Because at the end of the day, buddy, at the end of the day, right, we can't just go out there diagnosing ourselves. We can't just go out there going with every term that is being put out there, because we are living in times where even the psychopath has a YouTube channel. The sociopath has a YouTube channel. The narcissist has a YouTube channel. The loving person has a YouTube channel. The adorned person has a YouTube channel. The great person has a YouTube channel. The extremely bad person has a YouTube channel. I believe that it is only because cell phones are not allowed in prison. Because if they were allowed in prison, there would be a YouTube channel for Ted Bundy. There would be a YouTube channel for all our murderers. There would be a YouTube channel for everybody at the end of the day if prison allowed cell phones. You understand? So let's go with it. Let's ask the question, am I an empath? Ask yourself, am I an empath? You've been telling yourself for such a long time. And sometimes, right, what we tell ourselves, even if we don't believe it the first two times, eventually we start believing our own lies. A pathological liar doesn't not believe what they are saying. They might be lying, but they believe in the lie that they are telling. A pathological liar is somebody that lies for no apparent reason, for no apparent reason whatsoever. You guys can be sitting there, and then this person would just automatically say like, oh, my dad bought a boat yesterday, a yacht. Yeah, he bought a boat in Dubai yesterday. You guys are sitting, ne? You guys are eating dry bread and water. And one of your friends that is also eating this dry bread and drinking water, ne? Is having a father that is buying a yacht. You know her father. You know his father. You know that this man is not buying a yacht, guys. Yeah, because this man is not having a car also. How can he just jump straight to a yacht and then he didn't buy a car? You understand this. But in this person's mind, they truly believe this. There are some people that lie for no reason. And then there are some people that have a disease. They can't help it. It seems like it's like like, oh my goodness, it's so quiet here. Let me just tell a lie. You know, it seems like it's for entertainment. And then later on, they get accustomed to it. So now if you tell yourself something repeatedly, they say that what you speak out into the universe, right, is something that needs to be checked. You have to check what you're saying. You have to feel what you're saying. You have to understand what you're saying before you say what you're saying, because the universe has a way of twisting our words. The universe has a way of not going into our hearts to understand what we mean and just hear the words in themselves. So you keep telling yourself that you're an empath and you believe that you're an empath. So now at the end of the day, all you are doing, because you are misinformed, you don't understand this thing that you are claiming. Your life is miserable. Your life is miserable because the company that you keep is miserable, because you gravitate towards miserable people. You gravitate towards miserable things. You gravitate towards misunderstandings. You gravitate towards everything that is bad. But yet you want to turn around and then you want to tell the world that you are an empath. But an empath in themselves is someone that understands and shares the feelings of another person. Feelings. How many feelings do we have? How come you are not gravitating towards the happy people, but you're gravitating to the saddest person in the room? Because if we are looking at the count in energy, right, we can say that if there are 10 people that are genuinely happy, right? 10 people that are genuinely happy. And then there's one person that is genuinely sad. Between the two, if we weigh our scales like a Libra, if we weigh our scales, who is having the potential to be heavier? The heaviest one is the happiness, right? You are not even supposed to pick up on the negative because there's so much positive. But what is wrong with you that you are gravitating only towards that sad person inside there? Are you saying that misfortune, sadness, and bad luck is something that you should gravitate towards? Or is it that you are not really an empath, but then maybe you are a dark empath? A dark empathy is not something that's good, because now nobody talks about empathy. Nobody talks about empathy anymore, because when we dive deeper into the spectrum of empathy, right, you find that there are categories. Empathy is like saying mental illness. Now you can't say that, oh, mental illness is one thing. No, 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 no. Mental illness has compartments just like everything else. Mental health has individual settings just like everything else. It's just like saying Ministry of Health. Ministry of Health has compartments. It has divisions. It has ikango. And so does mental health. So does empathy. Now, with empathy, there are things like dark empaths, there are narcissistic empaths, there are sociopath empaths, there are cognitive empaths, it is so wide. So this evening, I'm just trying to understand why we call ourselves the things we call ourselves. Because I've been part of the conglomerate. Hey, guys. I've been part of the conglomerate that also picks up on energy, right? And I pick up on energy and I pick up on emotions and I pick up on how you feel. And the problem was that I was only gravitating towards sadness. Now I needed to understand that, okay guys, because I understand the definition is clear as day. Right? It is a person that has the ability to understand and share the feelings of another person. Now, if we look at feelings, feelings must be feelings. Feelings can't be sadness, anger, rage. No, it can't be. It has to be the whole shebang. But the problem is that we are crying too much. Why are we crying too much? Why is the matriarch so quick to trigger? Why is the matriarch crying so much? Why is the matriarch prone to every sad story that is out there? Why? Because maybe, just maybe, right? We tell ourselves things so much and we don't do research in them. And then when we eventually do research in them, it's like a light bulb that just goes off and bam, here We are. We are doing it. We are doing it. We are doing it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's take a quick breather and I will be right back.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna emi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi tayo loka opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa Ninge pata fanona, Monica ko Eagle FM, onora etatu imwe mbali heali, nola natu heali bali no heali. Ileko berewa, nora etatu natu, bali o etatu matatu, o mafilane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of...
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace. I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events. And basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, hello. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, we are asking the question of how will I know if I am no longer sympathetic or empathetic towards other people? If I have no sense of regard, if my conscience is dead, like Tatebwana said, how will I know if my conscience is dead or not? Now, for starters, I'm diving more into the empath and the sympathetic angle of it. Now, we were talking about empathy and we were talking about sympathy. Now, sympathy, is feeling sorry for someone's misfortune without necessarily sharing their feelings. Now, you feel sorry for them like, ohenda, right? You feel sorry for them in a sense of like, oh, enohewa. You know, Enohewa is basically just Enohewa. It's not deep. It's not anything. It's just Enohewa. It's just Enohewa. It's not that, because you are crying and you are feeling what you're feeling, I'm also going to be feeling what you're feeling. No, I feel sorry for you. It is a different emotion. I feel sorry for you. I feel bad for you. I feel like, oh my goodness, I feel bad for you. It doesn't mean that I'm also going to break down and cry with you. It's not that I'm also going to go and bomb up the whatever with you. It's not that I'm also going to go on this rampage with you. It's not that I'm going to do anything about it. I don't even feel sad. I don't feel sad because you went through what you went through. I feel sad because, I don't feel sad because you had gone through what you have gone through and I'm picking up on your emotion. I feel sad that you are sad about what you are going through. That is the difference between sympathy and empathy. I feel bad that you are going through what you are going through. I don't feel the same way you feel. So you are feeling sadness. You're feeling grief. You're feeling bad, right? I don't feel like that. I can still get up and still go and call Habibi and talk our things. My life can continue completely, friend. My life can continue and I'm not affected by it. I didn't even cry, right? Because I just sympathize with you. I sympathize with you. I feel like, oh, Enohewa. It's like when you come to me, right? You come to me and then you tell me that, oh no, these bad things have been happening to me. I feel like I'm in such a bad place right now. I feel like I've gone through so much right now. I feel like it's so terrible. It's so what, right? And I can be like, yeah, oh, that's bad. Yeah. You know, that's really, really bad. Like, oh my goodness. Like, yo. And then you can ask me like, oh, can you assist me? And then I'll be like, yeah, no problem. I can assist you. It's like, oh, it's all good. You know, then I assist you. Then I go to work and I go and live my life. That's it. That's sympathy. The fact that I feel bad, the fact that I feel sorry for you, I feel bad for you. It is not feel bad in general. I feel bad for you. Keyword for you. I feel bad that you are going through this miserable time in your life. I feel bad that you got bumped by a car. I feel bad that the driver ran off. I feel bad that somebody robbed you. I feel bad that somebody beat you. I feel bad that you failed. I feel bad that your mom passed away. I feel bad, right? But it doesn't mean that I'm feeling what you are feeling. No. I don't feel what you're feeling. I feel bad for you. I feel bad for the fact that you are feeling the way you are feeling. Like, oh my goodness. I help you and then I go about my day. It doesn't affect me in any way. It doesn't stop the world from moving. It doesn't stop time in my life. It doesn't do anything to me. And that is what sympathy is. And it might sound cold, right? Because I'm trying to put it in a, I'm trying to put it in a way that you must understand what it is. There's no way you can't understand what it is. But I also don't want to I don't want you to take it out of context in the sense that, people that are sympathetic don't think about you later, or they just leave your emotions there. No, they just don't carry it the same way you carry it because you are going through it. Now with an empath, right? They carry what you are carrying. So, you know, the way you feel bad that your mother died. Let's look at it like this. An empath feels what you feel when you lost your mom. So that deep pain, the empath is the type of person that is crying, at the funeral, right? So bad, like so deep, like they're so deeply hurt. Right, like that one, but it's not a relative. It's maybe your friend, but that person is crying. Is even getting sugar water. You are going to get them sugar water them because they are feeling what you are feeling and they don't know how to handle the feeling that you are feeling. Then a person that feels sorry for you is a person that is at the funeral and is crying because you are crying, not because they are feeling what you are feeling, but they are crying because they feel sorry for you, because you are now an orphan, because this has happened, and your mom was young, and she was a good person, and she didn't deserve to die, at least not now. They are crying because of that reason. You see, the only thing that separates is the reasons and where they are feeling it. Are we together? 083-288-401. That is the number in studio. If we're together, we're together. If we're not together, please do call through and ask, right? Because we go around and we hear these statements, and we sometimes when we read up enough about it, we are confident enough to say that I know what this is, and I understand what this is. But then sometimes, right, we say this and then we learn a little bit more along the way. So my question for tonight is, how will I know when I do not have compassion towards other people anymore? How will I know when I don't feel empathy anymore? How will I know when I don't feel sympathy anymore? How will I know, and what would most probably take me to that point where I no longer feel, I feel nothing for mankind? I feel like, yeah, ne? That person just got bumped right now, and they're holding a baby in their hand, and somebody robbed them when they fell down. Like, it's a mess, right? And you feel nothing. You don't feel empathy, and you don't feel sympathy. What happened there? Is it because your heart locked out? Is it because you locked out of your heart? Like, what happened? That's the question that we're asking. So, ladies and gentlemen, now let's go more into an understanding. If a friend breaks up with their girlfriend and a response is to say, I'm sorry, but she wasn't that great of a girlfriend anyways, the response is sympathetic. The response is sympathetic. Kucha, oh, you broke up with your girlfriend. Ah, I'm sorry you feel bad. I'm sorry you feel bad. You don't have to necessarily put that, ah, she was not that great anyways. And you can say something like, no, you'll find somebody else. That's also sympathetic. And then you find that the response is sympathetic, yes? An empathetic response would be to say, I know how much you cared for her. I know how much you cared for her, and I know you must be hurting, but I'm here for you. You know, like, you must be hurting because I know that you are hurting because you cared for her. Yeah. That one is empathetic. That one is empathetic. Okay. So are we good? Are we really, really good? So, if someone you know struggles with a lack of empathy, here are some ways to help develop these skills. Now, I don't know. Why do we need to help other people develop empathy? And why do we need some people to be sympathetic? Why? I believe that maybe we must find out the reasons, right? Why somebody gravitated towards not being these things and what happened to them, so that we can rectify that, so that they can find their paths to the direction that they want to go. I don't believe that it is important. I don't believe that it's necessary for us to force people to be anything that they want to be. But what I do believe is that I will force you to know what is happening to you, so that you can understand you, and then you can now make a choice and not live with choices that were made because of circumstances and situations. A person who lacks empathy has a difficult time taking another person's feelings as their own. They may struggle with the cognitive and emotional skills to understand, relate, and mutually share in another person's experience to better understand their emotional pain. Ha! Pain. Now, my question is, why is it pain if it's only just an emotion? Because people that lack empathy are also the same people, ladies and gentlemen. They're also the same people that can say that wasn't even, it's not a big deal, that one. Like, oh, you graduated. It's like, it's not a big deal. It's not all that, you know, like, it's not all that. They can turn around and also feel they can be very nasty as well. They are the types of people that can also not acknowledge good things. The people that lack empathy, they can also not acknowledge good things. It's not just about pain, but it's about your feelings in general. They can't notice when they made you feel bad. They can't notice when what they said is what it was under the belt. They can't notice that their lack of actions is not a good thing. It's just not within them. And I believe that, because I'm talking about people that used to be like this and then now they are not. So I believe that if you used to be, or if you used to identify as this, you know, LGBTQY. Yeah. Used to identify as this and then now you are no longer that person. Then there must have been a shift. There must have been something that showed you that you shouldn't be like that. There must be something that made you just stop believing in humanity, stop believing in mankind, stop trusting mankind, stop wanting the best for mankind. It's most probably because we live in dangerous times. We live in times where the serpent is serpenting. We live in times where we don't know who the serpent is, but the serpent is within. We live in times where we don't know who the mole is, but there's a breach. We live in times where somebody is leaking some form of information and we don't know who that is. That's where we live. Now, when you become, when you are constantly betrayed, or when you constantly show love and show support and do your best, and then these people turn around and betray you, I feel like somewhere, somehow they, right? Your heart turned to a man. So how many types of empaths do we have? There are three types of empaths. These are the common ones, but you know, because you are my learned friends, right? You guys are also going to research more so that you guys can understand and also see where you are going to place yourself. But the first one is a cognitive empath. Cognitive, everything that's cognitive is what? Mind. It is mind. It is the brain. It is cognitive. Cognitive empath, also known as perspective taking. Cognitive empath relies on the listener's capacity to relate to another person's perspective without imposing their own experiences, point of view, or biases. So, a cognitive empath is somebody that can understand from what you're saying through listening, right? They can understand and they can hear you fully the way you are representing yourself. Now, a cognitive empath is, I believe that the cognitive empath is the best kind of empath because we don't jump the gun, ne? We don't jump the gun. We don't just decide like, you know, like, oh, that person bumped me. And we're like, oh no, let's just start crying and let's just start going downhill and let's just, no. We ask, okay, so what happened? How did it happen? Where were you standing? And it's not an interrogation. It's really honestly just listening. Okay, tell me all about it. You know, tell me from scratch. It's not that you start talking and then the person is interrupting with another question and then it becomes on smack like as ni suani. It is a matter of, tell me everything that happened. Like, I'm very concerned. Tell me everything that happened. And when everything is recounted and all of that, an empath has the ability, the listening capabilities, the capacity, because they work through listening, because listening is now how do you digest things that are going to your mind is through listening, right? It's through listening sometimes and through seeing and experiencing. So they have an ability to now hear your perspective without putting their views. So somebody can say that, yeah, I was just standing there in the middle of the street and then this guy just came to bump me. A cognitive empath will not be like, yeah, but you're standing in the middle of the street. A cognitive empath would be somebody that would connect the dots and most probably think that you went to stand in the middle of the street because you were about to cross, because that's the logical thing, because nobody's supposed to bump you when you're standing in the middle of the street. So they are not going to be like, but you were wrong. They can feel kucha. They can feel why you would feel that this is an injustice without putting their experiences or imposing their views on you or their point or their biases. You understand? So they will be able to fully understand you and fully incorporate you. Like, ekfestanjo me pru. And then number two is a compassionate empath. A hybrid of a cognitive and emotional empath. Compassionate empaths require analyzing the underlining cause and effects of a situation. After someone explains their circumstances, you can demonstrate that you understand their situation on some level in an unbiased manner. So, a hybrid of cognitive and emotional empath. So that's a compassionate empath. You have a cognitive and an emotional, and then you put them together. They make a baby, and that baby is a hybrid, and that hybrid is called compassionate empath. Now, this compassionate empath, ne, is a mixture of a cognitive empath and an emotional empath, right? And this is what they come up with. After someone explains their circumstances, you as a hybrid, right? You as a compassionate empath, you can demonstrate that you understand their situation on some level in an unbiased manner. Okay, I hear what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. I feel what you're feeling. And I fully hear you in what you're saying. Like it's more about how you feel and not actually what really happened. Because in a situation where we are looking at the busyness of the road and where exactly you were standing, it was more of a blind spot. It was more of a place that the oncoming traffic would not be able to see you. And that is why you most probably got bumped. And that is why most probably the person also felt like they could run away, because there's also a speed limit there. And then this person, because of the impact of the accident on you, we can tell that this car was at a high speed. And with this high speed, it's most probably likely for the person, the driver, to run away, because they were also in a wrong. They were at fault for driving at such a speed in a pedestrian area. And that is why you are in the situation now where it's a hit and run, and you are here and they are out there. And it must seem unfair, because I mean, you didn't bump yourself, you know. That is a compassionate. Compassionate has a reason. Compassionate has understanding. And compassion doesn't choose sides. So compassion gives you both sides without being biased. Because we can be biased most. We can be like, yeah, that guy was not supposed to bump you. What happened? But then with a compassionate empath, they would understand why somebody else would run. Because it's an industrial, it's a residential area. The speed limit is also there. And also it was a blind spot. They really didn't see you, but they are not supposed to run just because they didn't see you. They can understand. Then we go to emotional empath. An emotionally empathetic person can mirror another person's struggles. So you might be an empath, but you're not all the empaths. You might be an emotional empath, but emotions are emotions, right? So we can't say that it is only struggles, but let's see what the good doctor is saying about this. An emotionally empathetic person can mirror another person's struggles. This means they can care for another's well-being through shared experiences or emotional situations. So it is not just struggles, it is also just emotional situations. And usually people are emotional in all spheres. Good evening.
Standwa.
Kunjan. Nyaphila kunjani.
You speak my language.
What's that? My brother is Zulu.
Really?
Yeah.
But like, how come you never?
My mom doesn't like Wambos. So all her kids are just, you know, hybrids.
Okay.
It's true. She's a Herero one and a Zulu one. Yeah.
It's me.
Hmm?
No, I remember the last time we communicated when I said, Tebalani Nkowe.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just said back to me, like, oh, okay.
My dear.
Good mother, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you doing?
Can't complain.
Okay, you can't complain. How have you been?
Been well.
Been well. Everything is going well.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Really? You're saying that with enthusiasm.
We got A stars.
You got A stars.
No. My daughter.
Uh-huh.
We got
distinctions.
She's grade 8.
You are a good parent.
And then she got all of them, like all the subjects we nailed them.
A star plus plus.
Do you remember when I told my kids are bullying me?
Yeah.
I asked of her, listen, what do you want? Like, I will do anything for you. Do you know what she said?
Oh, an iPhone Pro Max Plus.
No, she has. No, she has. She took my iPhone. She was like, apparently I must, you know how that quattro dance thing is what?
Quattro dance.
What for me?
Hey, you are in difficulty.
Oh man.
She took your phone.
No. She said apparently I must dance for her.
Oh.
Like I mean, but I must dance like I mean.
Did you dance like you mean it?
I have to, like, it's a dance.
I mean it. So I danced.
This was like, no, Dad, stop it. Stop it. You are embarrassing
me. I mean it. So I danced, my dear.
Oh,
luckily you were not dancing. Luckily you were not dancing in the club. So we are all good.
Okay.
It's wonderful. I'm so happy. As we have two distinctions. We have two distinctions there by ELO. We have distinctions in life science and distinction in mathematics. Yeah. So the teachers are all about him. Like, no, this is an engineer, this is an architect. And this is, I was like, oh wow. And everything else is, he's moving, he's like at B. But he's grade 4.
Like I took them to my Grams, but like during the other midterm break.
Yeah.
And then Grams says apparently she needs them again.
Of course.
And then I have to take them back. And then she was like, oh, I kuria yoka na kange te iliwa pole te ye book.
That is how it's supposed to be. I think we're doing great jobs as parents. I think we are good.
Modern parenting.
Oh, modern parenting is nice, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm telling you, my dear, I will say it proudly. I have one that's chopper-killed. Like, even when I'm sleeping, I can hear Mikila crying. And there's no... There's no tear.
The little one.
Guys. But there's no tear. It's just. Now, like, and everybody's like, just give her what she wants. I'm like, hello. How Atulele ni le ma, no. Atulele ni le ma. Just give her the remote. I'm like, no. She can't even read. Like, why are we giving her the remote? So that what?
She can't even read.
She can't even read. Like, guys, she's not even 2, guys. No. So today we are talking about okupohinda. And we are asking the questions of how will I know if on the pohinda, if my gender is finished?
Like the level of gender is running low.
Not running low, it's finished, say. You people like hopeful things. No, it's finished. Like it's halfway. No, it's not halfway. It's finished.
Empty.
Eh-heh. Shimoshapwaku. Mm-hmm. How will you know?
In most cases, you give you give people too many chances and then they keep doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come to a realization where, no, enough is enough.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there way too many times and then like, unreciprocated loves and feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's when you, most people draw the line, which, no. Oh, manje teen.
Mm-hmm.
When, yeah, like, no.
Ah,
where I draw the line, which I have a to, like, I think, zero from now. Shashi, I think when people do us wrong, we don't consider about the part we played in the equation.
Mm-hmm. You are very gullible.
What?
Just believing things.
What part did you play?
Yeah.
For a relationship to come to a standstill.
Yeah.
Like, in most cases, I think we blame the other person and then we are at fault.
But I think that we blame the other person because the other person is the one that did the big thing that got seen, right? Because what we do is emotional. We have emotional badness.
Mm.
Yeah, we do bad things that are emotional and nobody can identify emotional things.
Yes.
But then when somebody does you dirty and they do it physically, right? Then you now have something that you can point out. Now, by physically, right? It can also be somebody missing an event that they're supposed to be there. That's physical. It can be somebody that's lying because that is emotional, but it is still physical. And I have evidence that it was a lie.
Mm.
But with us now, when you are answering me the way you want to answer me. Nobody has a scorecard to say that, yeah, but there where you answered me, that was not nice. I didn't feel nice because it happened so fast. It's not like when you tell a lie, because when you tell a lie in your court, it is a matter of, yeah, so here is Ipinge where you said you went to Ipinge's house here yesterday, but you were not there, Kanti, because here is Ipinge and Ipinge is saying that you're not there. You understand? Mm. That's physically, like physical evidence.
Oh, yeah. I think to a certain extent that's quite possibly true.
Mm-hmm.
But have you considered the circumstances where I'm no longer available for bread crumbs or consistency?
Mm-hmm.
If you come to me today and then you tell me, Kucha, this is the kind of person that I am, I would expect you to be consistent.
Yeah, with what you are.
What you said. Yes.
Yeah.
How to build, the whole foundation of our relationship will be built on your consistency.
Mm-hmm. And also what you say. Because I'm holding on to every word under the assumption that you have no reason to lie to me.
Yeah,
I'm operating under the notion that you have no reason to lie to me, hence why you wouldn't lie to me, and you have a sense of respect towards me, that's why you wouldn't lie to me. Now, if you tell me that you are a person that sleeps 8 o'clock every night because it's who you are and it's your habit and it's your routine and it's what you do, right? At the beginning of any form of relationship whatsoever with anybody, right? I have no reason to not believe that. Because I'm not starting anything with a bad mind or a bad heart. Because you did nothing to me to believe. And this is why I believe in healing before you get into anything new.
Yeah,
you heal so that you don't go and blame somebody else, ne, for something that somebody else did. Or you don't go and crucify somebody for something that somebody else did. It's like going to a new job. It's like going to a new job and you find this employee that has been there for the past 15 years and they tell you that the environment is toxic. The work environment is toxic. And you, because you are gullible, and you are coming from a place where there was it was a toxic environment. You assume that you believe.
Wherever you go.
Yes, you believe this without giving this place an opportunity, and you carry the previous job's baggage to the new job, and hence why you're going to be giving bad results because you're not giving this new place an opportunity for it to thrive. So right now, you are told by an employee that has been bad, that has 20 warnings. The only reason that she's there is because she's the owner's niece or something. Eh? And this is the
person.
Or maybe she's politically aligned to someone and she must be working there. But she's not working there by merit. Right? And then she tells you that, no, this place is toxic. So when you go into the workplace without giving the place an opportunity to show you what it is, you start looking for things that are toxic. Now, you know what they say about
Shitoshikongotoshimonandishi? Yeah.
You look for it and then you find it. Because now your mind starts tilting things towards the way you think. So now, Jax that is getting up in the middle of the night to help you with the computer things, right? You think that because you called him once and he didn't pick up at the first ring, the people here, they don't even take their job serious. How? It's 10 o'clock at night and the men were sleeping. But you don't, then you start to find problems and flaws and faults in everything. And by the first year, you are already there. And this is a toxic work environment. And that is why you are jumping, hopping from one job to another. Because the problem is that you didn't heal from the first heartbreak. You didn't heal from the first bad encounter.
This is saying, my lecture for human behavioral psychology was like, make peace with your past.
Yeah.
Right? So it doesn't cloud your present and the future.
Yes.
You have to make peace with everything, like your past, your shadows, and everything in between.
Yeah.
So when the going gets tough, the tough gets going.
Mm-hmm. But many of us don't believe that we actually have pasts worth looking at.
Yeah.
Many of us think we are perfectly fine. Do you know that there's an empath? There's a person that's an empath and there's a person that's sympathetic, right?
Yeah.
You know that many people think that they are empaths. But the definition of empath is someone that understands and feels other people's feelings. But yet
going to a wake.
Yeah.
Empathy.
Yeah, and then you feel the pain that the widow is going through. You feel the pain of the children. You feel it like it's happening to you, like it's your own mother. That's an empath. Now, a person that has sympathy is a person that can look at you and say, "Oh, you went through a lot, man. I'm so sorry you went through that. Oh, don't worry, you'll pick up." That's sympathy. Now, many of us, we want to be the other one because that one is deeper. And we live in a culture that praises individuality and praises difference. And when we are ordinary, we have so much pressure to be different. And everything that comes up, we want to claim it just so that we have something that is different that makes us unique. But yet, we as individuals are already unique. So now, everybody wants to be an empath. But they are only gravitating towards bad things. So they are crying, they are feeling bad, they are feeling suicidal with the person that's feeling suicidal. You know, they are feeling like giving a liver to the person that needs a liver now. They are feeling that. But they never ever step into the room and gravitate towards the guy, that is happy that he passed. They want to gravitate to the one that is sad that they failed. So,
with sympathy, I know. Yeah. I don't think the words will be aligned. Like, you know, with healings.
Yeah.
It doesn't ask you to be perfect.
Yeah. Just helps
it asks you to be honest.
Yeah.
It asks you to be very and completely brutally honest with yourself. To feel what hurts. Sit with what's heavy. And then you still choose to move on.
But like, none of us are actually willing to sit in that. We don't like discomfort. As human beings, I think that our biggest flaw is not liking discomfort. But discomfort, right, is only for now, guys.
Yeah, but then, you won't always have the energy to love yourself loudly. Yeah. I like using the word.
Yeah, love yourself loudly, my dear. Yeah. But you don't have to, you don't have to love yourself. I think that, you don't have to love yourself. You just have to understand. Understand yourself. That's it.
Even the softest love counts.
Yeah.
Resilience. Resistance. So even with time, you look back and they will be like, this is a song by Mary J. Mary Jane Blige. Stay Down. There's a part where it says that we'll be looking back on this, and then it will make us smile.
Yeah,
because in the end we stayed down. We stayed down because of the circumstances, what we went through. What we went through, and then we overcame. And then after we overcame, what happened? We'll be looking back on it, and then it will make us smile. Do you remember this? Do you remember that? Then we reminisce.
Do you think you lack empathy or sympathy or gender?
I'm a combination of both. I feel everything that's going on, especially my surroundings, especially with the people that are close to me. I give credit where it's due, and then I give my sympathetic ear where it's needed. I will give a shoulder when it's needed. That's who I am. A friend of mine lost someone over the weekend, last weekend. Car accident. And then the lady had a small boy, like, I think 8 or 9 somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm like, at places like this, I might say something wrong. I'm just like standing in the limelight and then just going through with everything. I could see him going through the emotions, like, everything about him, it's a turmoil.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, you know, like, you have to let people feel what they have to feel, feel their feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, sometimes you can say something and then it triggered something bad. Like, people like that are very emotional. It's like, everything is sensitive.
Yeah.
I'm like, ah.
But I also believe that I believe that we live in times where people feel the need to say something all the time.
What about those ones that have little words?
Little words is better. But sometimes, right? There are people. I feel like there are just certain things that sometimes you don't need to talk. Sometimes you just give a hug. Sometimes you just give a hug. Sometimes you just say, my condolences. Sometimes you just say, I'm sorry. Yeah. But people have a tendency of pushing it. Don't worry. She was a great person. Don't worry, you'll be okay. When?
When
am I going to be okay? Say you the expert of okayness.
As if your words are the ones exactly going to numb the pain.
Yeah.
I know.
Sometimes we should say less and just be present. I feel like people should stop saying get over it.
The only thing I offered was like, I was at the wake, like every step of the way I was there, like I know how it feels.
Yeah.
And I had time on my plate, on my hand.
Mm.
I could lend a helping hand here and there, and then when I needed something, things to be picked up from a dry cleaner, anything, you have to be there.
Mm.
Yeah, like even though he's not going to be there for me, he's going to be there for somebody else.
Yeah.
That's the art of life.
Mm.
Yeah, you don't do things because people are going to do exactly the same thing to you.
That's why I'm asking, right? Because many of our explanations as to why is because people did us dirty. Now the question is, did we do things so that they cannot do us dirty? Did we do things so that they can return the favor? Was it leverage? Or were we doing it because we are good people? Because then that would make us question this good people act that we have out here. Are we really good people then?
I think
why do we want it to be reciprocated? Why? Like, what do we get out of this reciprocation? Because it depends on what we want, right? I am a person that is emotional and I like my emotional cup to be fulfilled. Now, how do I get my emotional cup to be fulfilled? To show up for people so that they can praise me and say thank you to me so that I can feel better, so that I can be needed, right? So that people can say that, oh, then I feel great about myself and I'm validated. So now when people don't do this, you go onto social media, and we have a pandul.
No, like if I happen to do something to you,
mm-hmm.
I do it mindfully, with no expectations.
Mm-hmm. It's the expectations, guys.
Do you remember the conversation we had about my kid's aunt?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I went to get her,
mm-hmm.
and then she's going on the other side. I'm like, feel free. Be comfortable. You are not in a competition with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody very close to me told me that you must come back.
Mm-hmm.
And back here you are.
Yeah.
Let's just continue with whatever our whole shindig. We must just continue.
Yeah.
You are not threatened by anything.
Mm-hmm.
Just be there.
Yeah. Go back to normal. Just don't repeat your mistakes.
Yeah. Yes. Like, people make mistakes.
Yeah.
Like, we all do stupid things, but that doesn't make us bad people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I shouldn't have to blind myself mm-hmm. from the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
And then what did she say?
I think she's... It's like somebody walking on...
Eggshells. Yeah.
Yeah, or thin ice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, be comfortable, just like what we used to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about anything. Like, no, I think you are blaming me, somebody came to steal your clothes, that's like it's gone.
There's nothing we can do about it, darling.
Yes.
It's gone. But you understand now why I say no. Because anybody is capable of blaming you when you do such things. So don't do such things so that nobody can blame you.
Mm. Mm. I'm like, we are not in a competition with anyone. We are just racing each other. We are setting the trends for whoever comes into our life.
Mm.
We give them the same treatment I gave you today.
Yeah.
So when you meet somebody tomorrow, you have to stay humble.
Mm.
We, like, places we don't have rich uncles.
Yeah.
We don't have anybody connected to the government.
Mm.
we are just out here sorting out ourselves.
Mm.
You know, doing the most.
Mm-hmm.
We sacrifice. It's always like sacrificing of what you believe in for the sake of making somebody happy.
Yeah.
Even when your own,
mm-hmm.
you are burning.
Mm.
Yeah. Like I said something today.
Yeah.
And then people came to react like, well, like, are you reflecting on what happened or whatnot? It was like, I wrote something like, there's a kind of peace that comes with being truly seen,
mm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
The peace of mind that doesn't leave you second guessing.
Yeah.
Or begging to matter.
Mm.
Trust me, you don't need to set yourself on fire.
Yeah.
To feel alive. Mm.
You are alive.
Yeah. Mm. You don't need to do that. And then people were like, oh, okay, like young people are dying. No, I'm just making a realization. Okay, anything can happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then like in a blink of an eye, a car bumped you.
Yeah.
The me that you don't speak to, I'll be the one taking you to the hospital.
Yeah.
Or calling your next of kin.
Yeah. You know how many of those situations I've had so far this year?
Mm.
So many of those situations where, you know, I have a place of business, right? And
okay.
I meet up with a lot of people in my day-to-day life, right?
Mm-hmm.
And these people, depending on the way, like, it's not even depending on the way they treat me. It's whatever way they treat me, right? One day, I'm the one that they are explaining their problems to. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy. And they're like, oh, I didn't know. I'm like, no, it's okay. So, what's the problem? It's okay. And it's weird. I've sat in queues with people and I've, like, especially with state hospital, there's this other doctor and he's like a private practitioner, but, I think he was bringing in his aunt. And, they were getting impatient and they wanted to complain about state hospitals, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I gave them a brief, like a brief overview on what happened on Mondays, you know, because this must now, the surgery side, the SOPD, where these doctors basically work until 12 o'clock. And then from 12 o'clock, they have to start seeing the people in the wards, in the hospital itself, because we are most now outpatients. And we explained this so nicely. And then this doctor guy is now a client of mine that is having backaches and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, okay. He's uh-huh. like, oh, you look so like, oh, it's you. You're here. I'm like, yeah. And also with some services, right? Like waxing, for example. Waxing is like shaving your genitalia, but it's pulling it out most. Now, imagine like your person's exes, your clients.
Come on, you don't have to paint the picture to me.
Like, just imagine, like your person, there, like your husband or your wife's exes are your clients, and you see them in that intimate area.
Oh,
I know.
Oh man,
I know. I know.
Oh man.
Yeah, but it's one of those things where it's for me. I don't allow
discriminate.
Yeah, and I don't allow. like you can bring your pum pum. It's cool.
Oh my god,
we're good. But they don't know me.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they don't know me, so I'm just out there, like, then I hear the problems. Oh, my boyfriend is so stupid. It's like, oh. You hear the problems most. Like, yeah. You, because some of these activities are, you get accustomed to the people. And you become friends and associates. So, even when they're talking, oh, I used to have this other ex. Oh, that guy. And he's like, nah. Like, oh, brah. Like, oh. And I'm like, nah. Luckily, you're not with him anymore. Oh, my dear. You're like, nah.
No. Like, I'm actually out here visualizing.
It has to be. You have to visualize it, because it's somebody
in that compromising
situation. Compromising. Lift up your legs. Lift.
The same position I asked.
That's why.
You are giving it to your gynecologist.
Exactly. So I was like, yeah. That's why I always say that. Be careful who you treat badly outside, because you are going to be in a situation one day where the only person that can assist you is the same person that you treated badly.
Karma.
I'm
always afraid of karma.
Me too. I live in the deep fear of karma, because I believe that, for me, I believe I'm one of God's favorites. So everything I do, he's always like there. Like, taningike. Like, yeah. Like, I don't even know why I have to be babysat so much like that, but okay. That's my reality. Because me, I can do something bad, and in 2 minutes, something bad will happen to me. It doesn't even wait for tomorrow.
I'm always afraid of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I do something bad to somebody,
mm-hmm.
when I feel thirsty,
mm-hmm.
the moment I went to a well or to a dam or to a tap,
mm-hmm.
the same person I mistreated
is the one with the with. Am I gonna swallow my pride or ask for water? Hey, I don't know. No, I believe that these things, they find me very quickly. Like, I'm the type of person that can do something bad, and then I can get caught now. That's also part of the reasons why I don't steal.
Yeah.
I don't steal because I feel like, I don't steal and I don't lie and I don't cheat and I don't do that, because all these things, like, it's like God has a bounty on me, guys.
Eventually catch up with you.
You know?
Especially with the lie.
Mm-hmm.
The lie.
Even at work, I have to just tell the truth.
Nothing but the truth.
Always. And I think that is why, one of the reasons that I'm appreciated here at work.
Yeah, because with the truth, mm-hmm. you don't have to remember anything.
You don't. Oh, that day that I was feeling bad. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, you don't have to remember anything. Everything is... it's written. Everything is in details.
Yeah.
Yeah, like...
Everything is in detail. Truly it is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, how are you going to know one day if you wake up and you're like, bam, I don't have empathy anymore? How are you going to know?
I don't think it's there anymore.
Ne? That's exactly what I'm talking about. Like, why?
Yeah, she, Elizabeth, like, it's one thing, to know or to find out that the person you are in a relationship with is cheating.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a whole different kind of scenario when you walk into a room and then you find them into an intimate position with somebody else.
Yeah.
Especially somebody you were engaged to.
Yeah. But how is she?
Cards for life.
Yeah, but how is she though? Like, I think we talk about the ordeal a lot, but how is she? Like, what happened after that with her? Like, did she call you? Did she try for remorse? What happened? What did she do?
You know, I picked up my son and then
you
I
left.
Just went. Yeah. And then when I left, there was a time she came at a place where I was renting, and then she wanted to come into a room where my son was. I was like, no, you can see your son through the back door. But we not there anymore.
Okay.
We are trying to heal.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna take some time. Mm-hmm. Just give us time.
Okay, but she didn't cheat on her son.
I know.
Why does she have to see him through the burglar doors?
Boundaries.
Boundaries for you.
I know. Like I'm being selfish, and I don't care.
You were selfish at the time, but you're not like that anymore, right?
Yeah, I know. Like we.
I'm asking, are you still like that?
No. But
now like, you have changed, Moose.
This child is not mine alone.
Mm-hmm.
He's for us, yeah. Like 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever you want him, you come get him.
Mm-hmm.
And then, if not, then that's it. I remember there was this time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My last born was in Bendok.
Mm.
And then her mother told me, apparently she put her into a bus.
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
I don't trust buses.
Of course.
I'm Michael Schumacher.
My dear. He's still alive, guys. He's still alive. But
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine Sokop, somebody driving from Venduk, and then when I was clocking like 180, 160, 180, 160, 180. When, do you remember, do you know that road to Okakarara?
Yeah.
I met the bus like I'm going there to catch it, and then the bus is coming to Oshawarongo. I was like, I flashed the light, and then I pulled my daughter out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she was like, no, they are going to pay when you drop her off.
Mm-hmm.
I pulled her off, and then I paid the full amount. And then we came to the service. The first service, the other one that sold nice chips in the Russian.
Yeah.
Like, opposite park.
Mm-hmm.
So, the green one. I was with other kids, and then when I bought chips, like I bought three and then everything, and then I came into the car, and then I gave her. The other kids wanted to eat from her wrapped bag, and it was like, no.
Like, allow her. Okay, my kind of money. But how's your relationship now?
Oh no, the relationship is so it's okay. Like we communicated, like the communication is okay.
It's better now because I know that it's health first before it gets to it's better.
Like with us, our feelings and everything in between doesn't matter anymore. Like,
what did she apologize to you?
Never. I never got an apology. And I don't care for it anymore.
Did you guys talk about it at all?
No.
What type of person is she?
The gaslighting kind of people that want to blame you for everything.
Oh, so she'll never take accountability.
Yeah, like, I just accepted that maybe to some certain extent it was my fault. I was, like, busy taking care of them, and then I forgot to take care of myself. So I think maybe to some end, some sort, that was my fault. Yeah, I took the blame for it, so it's okay. So I make...
But were you really just only focused on them? You didn't take care of yourself?
like, think so.
Because, like, because we tell ourselves lies to soothe ourselves, right? But we also have to come to a part where we realize that that lie no longer serves its purpose because I'm bigger and I'm stronger now. So we have to revisit the lies that helped us cope with traumatic experiences and ask ourselves if it is really, if it is really like that, or it was a defense mechanism that your heart and your mind put there to save you from your demise, you know?
I made peace with you grow through what you went through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I made peace with that. I'm seeing these three pods and then I'm content.
How long were you guys together with this woman?
We've been together briefly. Yeah. 4 months. Actually 4 years.
4 years.
We took it. Like, I was like, I'm not growing any younger. And
to the next level to get a baby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Only to find, like, you pay school fees, right?
Yeah.
You take care of the small boys and then you pay the school fees. And then when one day you go to their place and then you walk into this horrifying scenery. Yeah.
Mm. What is she doing now in her life?
She's a teacher.
You're yeah. Pro, man.
Huh? So, like, it's not a problem.
Mm. So your betrayal, like, so are you still traumatized from that?
I think the reason why I don't want to invite anybody into my life, I think I don't want to hurt you.
Mm.
I know how it smells like.
Mm-hmm.
And then plus I have three people that look up, like, do you know your mental state? You know your mental state? Your mental state matters.
Yeah.
Especially with a kid.
Yeah.
If you are at peace,
mm-hmm.
they are at peace. If you are not at peace, the house is a mess.
Yeah.
You forgot the little bit. Like, with me, it's the details.
Yeah.
You forget to fill up. You forget to buy the gas cylinder.
Mm.
You forget to buy
toilet paper.
Salt.
Toilet
everything,
paper.
Everything, the smallest detail counts.
Mm.
If you sleep, the whole structure crumbles.
Yeah.
And then who's there to pick up the pieces with you? Do I have to run to the fabric?
Mm.
No, you can't do that.
Sure. I'm telling you. It's the toughest decision you have to make, that one. There's no these things of just falling in love. It doesn't work like that.
There are people out there that fits the description of being a perfect partner.
Yeah.
But the energy, like, most of the relationship just died in the talking stages.
Maybe you don't have effort, sir.
I know, like, the energy.
It's not you, it's me. Like, it's not you, it's me, this is me, yeah, I'm sorry. I can't do this.
And some of these people downgrade you, and then they just look at you, and then they think like, they will be like, we were just sitting somewhere with a friend, and then be like, which side are you going? I was like, I don't have a car.
Mm-hmm.
And then this lady, she was drinking more, and then she was like, you don't have a car?
Mm-hmm. yeah, I don't. Why?
I mean, I have a car. Like, where is your car? It's a taxi. Like, mm-hmm. I'll just charter one like that, and then you'll take me home.
Mm-hmm.
I became the laughing stock. I was like, oh, okay, cool, no problem. And then when the time was like, but you told us, like, yeah.
And what you guys said shows me that you are not my cup of tea.
Yeah. Such is life.
Yeah. Guys, you know when you say things like this, man, it seems like it's very unbelievable. But it's real.
Yeah, it's real.
As real as they are.
Yeah, as real as they are. You just have to spend the day and then just be there. Because mostly at the places we normally hang out, people themselves, they know us. You just give a hand signal and then they know. You don't have to show everybody that you are the one catering for the drinks or for what. No. Just give a hand signal and then they know which, oh, hey, okay, cool. And they'll be like, oh, maybe the person that bought this is this one.
It can be me because I'm wearing shorts. And I just said I don't have a car. Because cars buy drinks. Yeah, you guys are up there. Ah, wow. Suffering is you guys. But also at the end of the day, I think that people played with their lives. To be honest, and now they are at a point in their lives where they want to fast track everything so that they can catch everybody that left them behind. And then they use you in the process. Yeah, you said it better. Yes. It's absolutely like that. Yeah.
The body looks fine yet, the kilometers. Oh.
The kilometers. And the mind also. The mind is the one that is very disruptive.
I want somebody to, you know, to put my mind into a challenge, like.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay. You have this default. These little people that goes to school and the other one that's on the secondary school. Okay, cool. How are you coping? How are we going to tackle this thing together?
Yeah.
That kind of things. Like, that's what I'm looking for, actually, brother. Okay, cool.
But we can all pretend to be like that.
So I chose the high road, Gucha. Let me just do it this on my own. Like you, in how many people are you going to introduce to this kid?
Yeah, you don't want that.
How many? And then they'll be like, "Where's Elizabeth?"
It's another one. Like your children look like they're going to say, "It's another one again, Daddy." You're like, you people. No.
My mental state matter.
I believe that it is something that take your time to work on it. But unfortunately, right, the kids do grow up. And the kids leave you, ne? Yeah, they do leave you. And you are going to be there by yourself. And you don't want that. You want to be with somebody that is going to take the journey with you. The kids, they just grow up right now. It's only that we don't want to ruin their childhoods with somebody that doesn't deserve them.
I'm hanging on the notion that one day, eventually, I could have it all.
Yeah. You can.
By an accident, by chance, or by good or means of bad luck, or anything of that sort, somebody will walk into my life and then it changes everything. I'm hopeful.
Stay hopeful.
I'm not desperate, seriously.
Yeah. It's always those ones.
It's It's been 3 years now.
Me every single time. Me, I don't want this. Ah, tomorrow. Like, God is like, are you sure? Because I know you're lying. Ha!
It's depressing, seriously.
It is.
But then you just have to put one foot in front of the other, and then every little step is part of your healing.
I'm not saying, Unji. You have many little sayings.
Many
little sayings. But then ask yourself also, ne? I think that one question you should ask yourself is, why did you love somebody that's bad?
It's given. Like, it was there. There's no way you can escape it. It's a lesson. It's a test.
I understand, but ask yourself, right? Because that is what's hindering you, is the fact that you don't trust your judgment anymore. Because, I mean, if I could make a mistake like that with that one, like, am I not going to bring these children disaster because of my choices? If I can't see that this person is like this.
Shashi, at this point, the choices I make must reflect the life I'm going to live tomorrow.
Uh-huh. And also, the choices you make don't affect you alone. They affect other people. It was better when it was just you, but now you come as a package of five. So, unfortunately, it's not just you. So,
There's a whole grown woman inside the house.
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth will come in, mm-hmm. and then you two people are going to fight.
Mm-hmm.
The person that you find in the house is mm-hmm. going to tell you, you found me here.
Yes.
Who are you to tell me this?
Mm-hmm.
The owner of this place didn't tell me to wash what, then do what.
Yes.
Oh. No, that's not what I want.
No, that's not what you want, and that's not how it's going to be, because you're going to work on judging character, because you have to ask yourself questions like, why? Why did I fall in love with somebody that is like that?
Because, you know, when people walk into your life, they don't come with manuscripts and...
That's not true. It's not. The problem is always us. We paint the picture of the person that we want to see because we want to be with the person. But we can see that this person is bad. This person has never apologized to you a day in your life, but you stayed for 4 years. Why? This person was not nice.
Hoping they would change.
Were you hoping they would change? Or were you just accustomed to that? That's the way they are.
You know, people, most people, they just do the minimal. A phone call here, text here and there. They are just building a bridge, knowing that when they want you, they have a way in. And then you live off of that.
Question is, why do you live off of that, you winner?
Maybe that's what life is supposed to be.
No.
Or life is supposed to be.
That's where you're supposed to heal. That's how you're going to find your next person. When you work on that. Because now you're out here just judging people, but you didn't ask yourself, why did I stay? You were not hoping that this person is going to change. I think that maybe you should look at, I misjudged their character. Look at why you stayed. What made you stay there? It was not the child. Because the child came later.
Stayed for the person.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So that is the reason that people stay, ne? People stay that because they care for the person, not because the person cares for them.
Yeah, because like,
so you were feeding your own needs.
Because.
At the expense of yourself. You are feeding your own needs at the expense of yourself.
I love you because you are you.
I don't lie. Because the person that I am is not nice. So you don't like nice people.
Not you specifically.
I know. I'm talking about the person that you loved, huh?
I know. Like.
Yeah. So if I'm not nice, say, then what is it that you love because of me? Like, I feel.
It's the minimal, the minimum things.
That they do. Like what? They call you so you love them.
Narcissist people.
Mm-hmm.
They will do something like, and then they project as if it's your fault.
Then you are being held hostage. Then you must look at it like that. How? Though you're not in a relationship, you are being held hostage. Because you were being given little pieces of love in doses when somebody saw it fit to keep you there. Not because they loved you, but because they wanted to keep you there. So they do the bare minimum for you, knowing that it is all you require.
If only I know what I know now. Shashi,
mm-hmm.
Someone's effort is the reflection of their interest in you.
Yes. Yeah, or their lack thereof.
We were just like
you were doing the most and she was like, thanks. It's like she's not really, she doesn't like, really show a lot of emotion. Tomara neku wanju excuse and po.
You just go to the shop and then you'll be like, this jacket to my person would look good on them.
Okay, yeah. And then you bring it and she says thanks.
She doesn't say thanks.
She says it's not the jacket she wanted.
No. It's just quiet. And then you'll be like, oh, maybe she doesn't like it. Oh, and then, oh, I didn't say thank you the other day, man. Sorry.
And then you eat the thank you up. Because that's what you wanted.
We don't throw bricks. We just...
We must throw bricks. Why is this? We must throw bricks.
Elizabeth.
Throw bricks. Ow. You people just want to be doormats or what? Throw bricks. You're somebody's father. We cannot afford for you to have a heart attack because of girls. Because of chicks.
I appreciate you for the individual that you are.
Mm.
For the strength you have given me for the past 3 years.
Thank you so much.
I hope you get the energy to do it to somebody else.
No, I'm doing it, my dear. I'm doing. And in India.
I love you forever. In a day, you matter to me.
You matter to me, my dear.
Especially to us.
Ne? The collective. Mudakone.
I hope eventually one day.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna sit.
And have coffee. I like coffee.
Yeah. In person.
Yeah, and I like coffee.
And then talk it through.
And talk it through. You are a work in progress, you. It's one of my difficult cases. Other people I fix. Chop, chop. Hey, what's you at? How are you doing? I'm great, yeah. You winner. How? Deep-rooted. 3 years of therapy. My oldest custom.
Bye now.
Bye for now. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about okupohenda. We're talking about how will I know if I'm an empath, if I'm sympathetic, if I don't have that? How will I know? Now, we were talking about the 8 signs of a person that lacks empathy, right? While there are many different signs that a person lacks empathy, there are a few common traits that
unempathetic people display. So we're going to talk about that. But before that, we are talking about the three types of empaths, right? We have the cognitive empath, we have the compassionate empath, and then we have the emotional empath, right? Good evening.
Oh, yeah, you are right. I like your discussion. Honestly.
Ne?
Oh, my God.
Thank you so much.
But then, I thought I was even thinking it's Andrew from there, but now I'm getting confused. But I just every time I get interested in the topic.
Ne?
Yeah, more especially when you deal with him, you don't deal with him like the way you are dealing with us. Why is so discriminatory, kind of?
Even
the question I could see there that yes, we are all hostage. Honestly speaking, we are sometimes held hostage.
Oh, shit. Like, hey, we are trapped here.
Your neighbor is going to pray and go to why is it that you know what we were discussing earlier on? And the empathy, and things like that. And then I just found out that, no, it's true now. Sometimes we are just held hostage by these things, man. There are a lot of factors. I understand. Yeah. But those ones shouldn't be so much ground for us to be held so hosted by some of these things, no? And like I said, yeah, because you are empathetic, you feel you don't want to make somebody feel at pain.
Yeah.
But you are feeling at pain. You are feeling at pain. And like you said, these things also affect other people. Honestly speaking,
yes.
Sometimes, you women, you must also examine yourself sometimes. Some of you.
My dear.
And then you only want to please it when it fits you.
Yeah. No, but with that one that be, we have to also look at the thing is that when we are in things, is very difficult for us to pinpoint that this one is not good, this one is good, this one is not good, this one is good.
Even when you are demonstrating some kind of character that are questionable and what
like we. But the problem is really with us. We have to figure out ourselves. I'm not like this. Why am I getting people that are like this? It's because deep down inside somewhere there, it's either you allow things or this is what you like.
You just think I blame it on us, you
know? No, it's not a but why are you vulnerable like that? Why are you vulnerable? Jesus. We are feeling like we're going to get dometa.
What is that one again? One mangane lala pingo.
We are feeling la.
These women, they are so abusive.
It's all of us. Let me make you understand something. Tatebwana, it is all of us. Everybody that you have been in a relationship with, right, have one common denominator, and that's you. And if your relationships are not working out.
But when you disprint, not disprint, when you take some kind of measure, you know? Very drastical measures.
Yes.
like, you know, for me, generally, in my general life, I'm just telling you the truth now. I am always taken advantage of. And it takes some time before I react, you understand? And when I do that, it becomes so as if people have forgotten that, yes, they did this kind of thing. You understand? And then they become so much apologetic. You understand? That kind of a lie.
Yeah.
And that's when I now tell them their true color. And sometimes, of course, I understand you feel pity. And not necessarily, of course, sometimes I allow this thing to take over and then things like that, and I neglect myself and things like that. But there comes always a point where I say, enough is enough. And that becomes very difficult to manage on the other side. So, yeah, I understand you are saying that it's true. We allow these things to happen.
No, before we jump to that one, because this is something that you will not be able to understand.
Can I just put this? Yes, yes. Are you hearing me, ma'am?
I can hear you.
Okay.
Okay. Yes. So, Tete Buana, right? If we are looking at your life and then we are saying that there is a common problem here, and the problem is that being constantly taken advantage of by lovers, by people, by friends, by colleagues, being taken advantage of. What is the common denominator that everybody has? Everybody has you as a common denominator. That means the character flaw is with you, because the people that you are attracting are these kinds of people. Now, We look at an area within yourself, like, what do you do for other people? I self-sacrifice for other people. What is a mode of self-sacrificing? Self-sacrificing means putting other people's needs and wants and priorities in front of your own.
Yes.
That means that you are not as important as everybody else. That means you are less than. No. In true fact, in the way we are seeing it, this is not an opinion, it is a fact.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
If you are important, then you will make sure that you are taken care of. So the fact that you are by yourself, by yourself, because they have one common denominator. They are being taken care of by you. But you are not taking care of you.
Okay.
That means you are lacking in that area of self-love.
Yes.
And self-acknowledgement and self-importance and self-care and self-preservation and self-anything. You are lacking in that. Now you ask yourself a question, Tete Buana, why? Why am I like this?
Yes.
Then you go to, just hold on. You have to understand this. Why am I like this? Why am I giving so much of myself like that? And also, if I am selfless, right? If I'm a person that gives, then why do I feel so bad when I don't get?
No, I don't feel like that way.
If you are being taken advantage of, that means somebody keeps getting from you and not doing what?
I don't care once you take advantage of me, in terms of now make me getting the return, I don't care about it.
What is the return? Because there is a return in every relationship.
If you can give me the respect.
Yeah, but I don't have that respect for you. So what now?
If you don't have that respect for me, and I really discover that you are one of the person that I can, you don't give that respect, obviously, I won't say fine, I won't give you that respect, but I won't bother much.
Yeah, but that's the thing.
About you.
So just because you don't want material things doesn't mean that you don't want anything.
Of course. So you know what? Now you have just given us an answer to one of the questions that many people say, not mm-hmm. only me, mm-hmm. when they talk about what are your weaknesses? You know, yeah. they used to ask about those things.
Yeah.
What are your weaknesses? Mm-hmm.
What are your strengths?
Mm-hmm. And your strengths? Mm-hmm. Hey, before we know what SWAT and POST and all these other things.
Yeah.
So, and then now, this other thing,
mm-hmm.
I don't know whether maybe somebody has a mentor with me like you now, what you are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you see, and then I was now, maybe in relation to my, whatever I said, people taking advantage mm-hmm. of me or many other situations.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, what are your weaknesses?
Mm-hmm.
It's only now that I came to know, but in all the interview, I think I said this one.
Mm-hmm.
So because I was always saying that, what weaknesses? And you want to put yourself at this. Strength, you know, to adapt, you know, strength position.
Yeah.
Where you are not easy.
Yeah.
Because you are failing to acknowledge your weaknesses,
mm-hmm.
your strength and everything that you have just narrated.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you see, people do take advantage of me,
mm-hmm.
like I said already,
mm-hmm.
but then when I see the danger
mm-hmm.
and the risk,
mm-hmm.
or maybe just come to the point of just maybe wanting to just tell that person that I am who I am.
Mm.
And they may not have that ability or might not be in the same level actually.
Mm-hmm.
No? So that's when I demonstrated my arrogance and all these things.
Mm-hmm.
And I always have a breakthrough anyway.
Mm-hmm. But the problem still remains the same, because you are going to keep facing it until you learn the actual lesson. And if you are not capable of hearing the actual lesson, you will keep going through life like that, because it's a vicious cycle.
What?
You have to ask yourself, Tatebwana, where does it come from?
You know, before, as long as I always make sure.
Tatebwana, where does it come from?
Where does it come from?
Yeah.
I don't, I mean, for me, I still have the same, I don't lose normally, I just lose much.
Where does it come from?
In that
from?
Kind of situation.
Where does it come because, from?
So where it comes from, it could be there will be a lot of sources. I don't know.
Such as?
Well, such as, maybe, just my upbringing
mm-hmm.
is such that yes, sometimes I can tolerate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do not tolerance is one of the things. Mm-hmm. You know, I can just see overlook. You know, this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I want you just to learn yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I allow you so that you, when you come to this position, I can able to mold you very well.
So you are doing it so that you can teach people how to be people.
Oh, of course.
No.
Because, why? Because many a time people are expecting this thing because they don't know what they are doing.
Mm-hmm. What about you what about you that allows it and yet you know that it's wrong?
That's why I put the law that prohibits those kind of acts. So I put them there. If you go beyond that, you transgress.
Why are you letting people take advantage of you in that? How? Why? Why? Why are you people's doormat? Ha? I mean, guys. Straight, kucha, why, okay, why do you allow it?
Yeah,
you are not the teacher of people. You are not a lecturer of people. You are not going out. You are not an example. You are not an examination page. You are not a paper that we write on and then we leave it there to go and learn lessons. So, we must learn how to be human beings by using you or what?
Because they are in the habit of obedience and not disobedience.
You are our examination page. Why are you our examination page?
I like that.
Eh.
Yeah, it's true.
You're not answering. You're just agreeing. What are you agreeing to? Tatebwana, let me just tell you why I think. Ne? I think because
wait,
you...
let me take my pen. Oh. Let me take my pen. Why? You
yeah. Why I think, and this is just my thoughts, right? I believe you come from a place of camaraderie. You come, yeah, ukomorada. Omakoma. You come from a place of camaraderie. You come from a place of togetherness.
Togetherness.
You assume, right, that no one could possibly be your enemy. You assume that no one could harm you. So now everybody in your life okulimo testa.
Yeah.
So you are testing everyone that comes into your life to see ngero ekulilepo nenge ka ekulilepo. The problem is that this thing, it becomes tiring.
It's true. Because, tiring,
right? Yes, it becomes tiring because you are constantly having to attach and detach. Attach, yeah, you are constantly having to attach and to detach. Attach and to detach. Because when people show you, right, that they are not trustworthy, then eventually you have to let them go. And by letting them go, you also have to detach from them. So it is tiring. So one thing that I would advise is when someone shows you their character, stop giving second chances. You are old. Just enjoy your life.
Just enjoy
your life. When somebody tells you...
Go to hell. I must go to hell.
Bye, brah. I was shocked. Don't worry about it. So take it from that angle. Kucha, the times that you are in are times where it is every dog for themselves.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the common law.
Yes. So that is what is happening. So right now, when somebody shows you small like this, I want you to, one, address it. I know Elizabeth. Omorashi kewa kufirapo 200 tayange. Address it. Don't be the guy that is sitting in the house kucha. Pamote arongwele ngengo. Iti kurongwele. By the time you go and ask me after 2 months, I'll say prove it.
Prove it.
And you cannot prove it.
Imagine.
Exactly.
So thank you very much for that great... that's why we need you people. In our society. Today, you are the one who are talking about which men that what?
This month is men mental health month.
Yeah, because I was looking at it in the newspaper today.
Yeah.
Thank you for always coming up with the relevant contemporary, what is it?
Conversations. Stimulating conversations. Thought-provoking conversations.
I was very, very impressed anyway.
Name?
But yes, why do we stay why do we still love people who are so bad to us?
Yeah.
That's the question that you put.
Yes.
And then these are issues, and then you have narrated it.
Mm-hmm.
Is it because we are just accustomed to that?
Mm-hmm.
Or because of issues of perhaps, like we said,
our own issues. Sometimes you come from abuse of this nature and you think that it is normal.
Exactly.
Yes. And sometimes you want to hold on to people because you want them, not because they want you also.
Maybe you want to please them.
Oh. Or you just want them. Oh no. Or when I like. Nekwala.
Is it true, delicious, whatever, or just the love of a dude?
It's the same narrative as we ask people that have been in abusive situations why they stay, right? And the real answer to that one, Tatebwana, is that when it is nice, it's really nice. When it's nice, actually,
There must also be time there. I understand this too, but why do you, that's also for some, a moment of praise also sometimes, Now, at the expense of your soul.
Well, sometimes you don't realize.
At the expense of your soul.
You don't see that your soul is at expense. How?
You are right.
I love her. Where will I find another one again? And she's not even something nice to look at. Bye for now, Tata B. Bye for now.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about empathy, sympathy. We're talking about if we've lost it. We're talking about why we do things the way we do things. It is what it is. So, what an eventful Monday. Okay, so then there are three types of empaths, right? There's the cognitive empath, there's the compassionate empath, which is a hybrid of cognitive and emotional empath, right? And number three is the solidly emotional empath. An emotionally empathetic person can mirror another person's struggles. This means they can care for another's well-being through shared experiences of emotional situations. Now, if you have asked yourself, like, what is wrong with me? I don't feel any compassion for nobody. What is the problem? Maybe we can look at the 8 signs of lack of empathy and see if maybe somewhere, somehow we are in this little box over here. And maybe if we can get out of this little box, because at the end of the day, right, we are aiming to be better. We're aiming to do better. We are aiming to be the best we can be. And through this, right, this is exactly how we become better. So, while there are many different signs that a person lacks empathy, here are a few common traits that unempathetic people may display. Number one, an inability to understand others. A person who lacks empathy may struggle to understand other people's feelings, problems, or life situations. The inability to understand others, right, comes in small doses and in different areas. Hypothetically speaking, you are sitting next to your friend and a person that is homeless, right, comes and scoots up on the bench next to you guys. It's most probably nighttime. They scoot up on the bench next to you guys and then they cover themselves, right? And you are wondering, like, what is happening? So you ask, like, the person, you ask them, ma'am, why are you sleeping here? And then the woman says, no, I'm homeless. So now your friend that lacks empathy says something like, I don't understand why people are homeless. Then you say, elaborate, right? Because this is a bold statement. Then they say something like, yeah, people must just do better for their lives. This means that they don't understand that things happen. They don't understand that these are circumstances of life. They don't understand that these are situations of life. They don't understand that these are problems that can occur to anybody. They don't understand that tomorrow is not promised for any of us. And the future that we are supposed to be having tomorrow is not necessarily guaranteed. I've seen people at the top of their game tomorrow and homeless the next day. I've seen people at the top of the skyscrapers and now they live in the Ramadula somewhere. I've seen people that had mansions. I've seen people that have had things. I've heard of people, right? There's this guy, or there's this man that is known. He was known in this Windhoek city ever since we were growing up. Like, we heard of him being sang off in songs and now when I was being told now the narrative of his life, I found out that he's living literally, right? This is a person that's coming from a mansion in H Park, right? This is a person that's coming from a mansion in H Park, has luxurious cars, has money for days. The type of person that's money is just overflowing for days. This is the type of person that has nothing today. Like $5, nothing, nothing. He's most probably going to ask you for $5. And that is his reality. So now if you are saying that you can't relate to this, you can't sympathize with this, you can't understand that your life is like this, then maybe you have an inability to perceive empathy. Maybe you are not an empathetic person. And this makes it difficult. I feel like people that have a lack of empathy are difficult to be around because they only feel their own emotions. They only understand themselves. They don't understand other people. They can't even apply logic to certain situations. They would ask, like, it's like a person that finds you crying for your father that passed away, and they will ask you, why are you crying, as if you didn't know that people die? Like, I'm crying because it was unexpected and he's dead. Oh, but you don't need to cry because you always knew that people are going to die. All of us are going to die. That is a person, ne, that maybe lacks empathy. All right. And number two, difficulty regulating emotions. Someone who lacks empathy often has a hard time understanding or regulating their own emotions. So this is a person that can, you can have a conversation with this person and they feel some type of way. Then they start going up. Like this is not a conversation for going up, but the person goes up. Like, we're just talking about cool drink. I was asking you, why did you drink my cool drink? Then they start going up, but it is irrational for them to go up because it's about cool drink. There's no reason for you to be shouting. We are talking about cool drink. Or they feel disappointed. And instead of feeling disappointed, they have a flood of emotions that carry out anger and despair and regret and tears. And those are emotions that are not regulated, right? Because then you don't know how to identify. You don't know where to place. You don't know how to place. And that is a sign that you might lack empathy. Okay, because they, like, people that lack empathy often have difficulties regulating their own emotions because they are not emotional beings. Now, I feel like having a person or being with a person that lacks empathy is very difficult. If it's very difficult, from what we are reading here, imagine being with a person that doesn't understand why you are crying at a funeral. Or sometimes, right? Sometimes, because we are brought up in different ways. So, we all understand that death is emotional. We all understand that death is bad. We all understand that death is not a returning policy. There's no return policy on the person that passed away. We all understand this. So, to some degree, we all have a sense of being around death and in death situations. The problem is when we start talking. When you start talking, I understand how you are. I might perceive this, right, as a stupid person. I might say that you are a stupid person, right? I might think that you are a stupid person, but in actual fact, you just lack empathy. Like, you don't understand. You know that it's apparently bad because you were told and you were taught this, but you don't know how it actually feels because it's not even because you've never lost anybody. It's more about like, it's just, you can't, like, it's not, it's just, yeah. Es netsuo. So that, like, I hope you guys are getting the drift. So number three, excessive criticism. Those who lack empathy may criticize others harshly and often. Hey, that one that is having something to say at every single avenue. Like, yo. There's nobody worse than a critic. Like, there's just nothing that you do correct in their eyes.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Alrighty, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Hot Strings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. So we're talking about empaths, we're talking about sympathy, we're talking about how to find out if you are not an empath, if you lack empathy, if you lack sympathy, if you lack onyenda, if your conscience is dead. It, like, we're asking about you, okay? So in case you are wondering, we're talking about you. Anyhow, so number three. Excessive criticism, right? These are people that lack empathy. We said number one, they have an inability to understand others, right? And two, difficulty regulating their emotions. Three, excessive criticism. Those who lack empathy may criticize others harshly and often. They rarely use validation to make others feel seen or heard. This is somebody that cannot see your good, my friend. This is a person that sees every single time you failed, but they don't see every single time you passed. This is a person that can tell you that you are looking bad, but they don't tell you you look nice when you look nice. This is a person, my dear, am I preaching to the choir or what? Are you thinking about your life and you're like, Mara, this person, Mara. This person, but yet these people are the same people that want this a lot, ne? They, how do I look? How do I look? They want the validation, but they are incapable of giving the validation to others. These are the same people, right? That say, that tell you, you will never be able to drive. And when you start driving, they don't congratulate you. They are the same people that tell you that your business is going to fail. And when it thrives, they don't congratulate you. It's like they only live off of the bad things. They want only bad things. They only it's like it fuels them. The day that you are having a tough day is the day that they call you lazy. The day that you are having a day where you are full of energy, you are making a noise. The day that you are having all the energy in the world, you are not making noise, you are cleaning up, and you have cleaned up even the thing that was the dirtiest in that house. They notice the fridge handle that is not wiped. Ano pare ke peni. Guys, are we preaching to the choir or what? At least now you understand who they are. And what they are. You understand them. Because you cannot fight something that you don't understand. Maybe you are inside the house and your mother lacks empathy. Now to have a mother that lacks empathy, guys, is intense. Because that means, ne, she's a critic of everything. She's harsh on everything. She doesn't understand why you are emotional. She doesn't understand what makes people feel bad. She doesn't understand how you might perceive things. She doesn't understand life situations. You must just be perfect. Now, if you're living in a household like that, or you've lived in a household like that, at least now you can understand that she just doesn't have empathy. And it's not something that we can force it. It's not something that we can drill it. It's not something that we can do, right, to make her different. First of all, let's just take the step of knowing. Let's know what we're dealing with. You can't fight the enemy when you don't know the enemy. All right? And the enemy is not your mother. It is the lack of empathy. Right? So we have to navigate against the lack of empathy so that you don't get your feelings hurt. Because what most people do with people like this, like people that only criticize and they don't give appraisal, people that are harsh, what people normally do in the 21st century, what we do is we walk away. We walk away from people and we call them toxic, we call them narcissists, but we don't actually dive deeper into understanding what they are, because these are the labels that are there. And most of us, even when we do the surveys, right, we are dishonest about what really happens. So you want to fit the survey so well so that you can make your father a narcissist, that you add in things that he didn't do in his journey of life, and you add it there so that the results come out 10 out of 10, he's a narcissist, right? But truth is, we have to keep learning. We have to keep learning so that we can become better, so that we can become more equipped, and we can become better parents, better citizens, better lovers, better people, better children, better radio presenters. Okay. All right. So. This is now part of the characteristics of somebody that lacks empathy. 4, impatient. A person who lacks empathy may be extremely impatient with other people, their difficulties and their emotions. A person that says, get over it. A person that says, are you not done grieving? Are you not done mourning? You were raped 10 years ago. Why are you still going on about it? Your mother died 2 days ago. Why are you still in bed? Are you not over it? You failed 10 years ago, but you are still feeling bad about it. People like that. They get over it so that we can go and do something else. Can we finish talking about bad things so that we can start talking about fun things? Can we just people that want to move on so quickly? Those are signs people that are impatient with other people. Usually, ne, impatience also happens within relationships. Have you ever noticed that the person that has done you dirty doesn't want you to talk about it, doesn't want you to address it, doesn't want you to keep talking about it until you have healed, doesn't want you to go through the motions until you feel better? It has to be, you are allowed to scold me for 20 minutes and then after that, we must bury it and never talk about it ever again. And some things are incapable of that, because some betrayals, right, are betrayals like having a child outside of marriage. Am I not going to be talking about this child that you brought into our marriage? Let alone the fact that you're sleeping with other people 40, eh? Let alone that this person that you're sleeping with is a neighbor. You're embarrassing me. Let alone you went outside of our vault. But yet this person, right, husband dearest, expects you to get over it. They're impatient with your emotions. They're impatient with your feelings about things, your difficulties. You're having a difficulty getting over a miscarriage, right? You're having difficulty with mourning a child that passed away, and somebody's like, yeah, but the child passed away last year. Like we have other kids. Like, yo, those are blows that happen. And maybe, just maybe, right, we can identify them as part and parcel or signs that this person lacks empathy. Lacking empathy does not make this person less humane. It does not make them a cruel monster that comes from hell. They just don't have something that you have. It's just the same as there are people, right, that have two ovaries and you only have one. It doesn't mean you're not a person. It doesn't mean you're not a woman. It just means that you have one ovary, the other one has two ovaries. Fustanji. Right? It doesn't mean that you guys are not people. It doesn't mean that this person is bad. They just lack something. They just don't have something. Right? Just the same way as you have the ability to do math equations and somebody else has the ability, right, to recite history the way it was. You don't have the ability to recite history the way it was, and they don't have the ability for mathematics. It is what it is. It doesn't mean that you guys are not people. It doesn't mean that you guys are not compatible. It just means that let us understand. So people that may lack empathy, right, are people that have extreme impatience. You can wait for them, but they can't wait for you. They never want to wait for you. My goodness. Eh? Minimal forgiveness. That's why I always say that some people are not worth saying I'm sorry to, because of the way they receive apologies. Like, there are just some people there that even if you apologize nicely to them, they would rather drag you through the mud, ne, and make a pariah out of you for doing something bad to them and apologizing. It's better when you do something bad to them and then you keep quiet about it and not say sorry and not say anything and put on a poker face instead of apologizing to this person, and this person drags you through the mud for doing a mistake or having done a mistake or whatever. And this is what we are talking about, right? Maybe if you find it difficult, if people find it difficult to apologize to you, right, or you find it difficult to forgive people, maybe you might lack empathy, right? Those who lack empathy are often unwilling to forgive others for their mistakes or weaknesses, or remember that other people are also human beings. Like, yeah, how can you do that? 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 Like, yo, I agreed. I did it. How? Eh? 2 years and you're still here. Like, yo, hey guys, stay with your forgiveness. Don't forgive me. I'm out. Because that's what happens. Because yo, ha. And then number 6, poor listening skills. Many people who lack empathy have a hard time listening to other people talk. Ha ha ha! Hey! All the people that have said that they have been wronged, today they are listening and they are like, I fit the criteria. Mm-hmm. Yeah, poor listening skills. Many people who lack empathy have a hard time listening to other people talk, whether they are sharing triumphs or they are sharing struggles or they are sharing victories or they are sharing. They just have a difficult time listening to other people because they lack empathy. How? Number seven, like, you know, the more I'm going down this list, ne, the more I'm pinpointing people in my life, ne, that lack empathy. Now, I don't know if I'm angry or I feel sorry. Like, I don't know, man. I'm in limbo with this one. Like, I'm having the side eye, Shiri, because the more I'm going on here, ne, because it was not hyped up like this when I was researching most. It was not hyped up like this because I was not, hey, now I'm here and I'm like, hey, bro, how? Yeah? Anyhow, number seven, self-centeredness. How? It's like, this is like a narcissist or what? Okay, so number seven is self-centeredness. A person who lacks empathy is often self-centered or self-focused and has a difficulty considering other people. Now, people think that they are considerate. Right? But truth is that many people are not considerate. Many people give you what they want to give you, not what you need. So you need money, eh? To go and bury your mother. Your friend comes to the funeral, uses the money that she could have sent you so that you can bury your mother for her to be there because she wants to be there. Instead of asking you what you need. Self-centered. And people think that they are not self-centered. People think that they are selfless because they say things like, yeah, who will travel 700 kilometers to be there for their friend? Well, you did. You did. So why did you do it? It is because you wanted to, not because I needed you there. Because that's not what I need. I need to bury my mother. I need money. Number eight, victim blaming. Those who lack empathy are often quick to blame the victim in a situation. Those that lack empathy are the people that read our post and go and write there, which say, yeah, but why was she there at 2 o'clock in the night? Why was she there? They read an article. Like, you guys can see it on all these newspaper articles. You can start seeing who lacks empathy when you read their comments, right? Because I don't understand how there is a rape story or there is a murder story and somebody will come there with all their cahoots and all their might and all their data and all their typing skills to come and write there. Yeah, but why was she walking around at night? Eh? Or why was he not what? It's okay for other people to kill you at night because you were walking around at night and you must be in your house. Like, the victim is wrong for getting killed. And that is a lack of empathy, right? So those that lack empathy are often quick to blame the victim in a situation rather than consider the perpetrator or the system. They will not say that the perpetrator is a dirty person that is ambushing people in the night, and they will not say that. They are quick to blame you that got ambushed. They are quick to blame you that got robbed. They are quick to blame you that is in a bad space. They are quick to blame you, the victim, instead of the perpetrator or the system. The system could be that, yeah, but that street doesn't have street lights, so this is what we are just all waiting for. If City of Windhoek doesn't put up street lights or NORED doesn't bring electricity, that's the system, right? But a person that lacks empathy will most probably blame you for standing in the street, for standing in the street trying to get a cab to go to work, right? Because they don't even know the whole story. They will blame you for getting robbed. They will blame you for getting raped. They will blame you for getting jumped. They will blame you for the bad thing that you are telling them happened to you. And this is bad. But what causes a lack of empathy? Because at the end of the day, I can bash you like this, I can bash you like this, I can bash you like that. But I also need you guys to sleep easy, right? I don't want you guys to just be, I don't want you guys to go and beat yourself up. What causes a lack of empathy? There are many causes of an empathy deficiency. deficient. Deficit. They include, but are not limited to. One, the reason that some people lack empathy, right, is a personality disorder. Some people who struggle to empathize with others may have a personality disorder that prohibits their ability to connect or communicate. Common personality disorders include narcissistic personality disorder, antisocial personality disorder, and borderline personality disorder. Some of these people that have these disorders may lack in empathy. So some people are narcissists. Some people have borderline personality disorder, and some people have antisocial personality disorder. And number two, autism spectrum disorder. Individuals on the autism spectrum may experience difficulty or different levels of empathy, interpersonal skills, and emotional intelligence. So they might have a lack in that area. And number three, lack of awareness may also cause a lack of empathy. Many people who lack empathy simply don't realize it and therefore haven't spent time and energy working to develop empathy. Self-awareness is a key step towards empathy, okay? And number four, lack of role models. Many people who are unempathetic have not had strong role models for empathetic behavior in their lives, or have had many models of unempathetic behaviors instead. So now if you were raised by a gang and a conglomerate of people that show no empathy, for example, if you are raised by narcissistic parents, or you are raised by one narcissistic parent and the other parent is vulnerable and everybody else in the house is basically vulnerable to the narcissist, the likelihood of you not having empathy is also high. Or let's say you are with a gang of narcissistic people, or a gang of people that don't show empathy at all, somewhere, somehow, right, you might grow up not knowing how to experience empathy because you didn't have role models that were empathetic. You didn't have people that could show you and guide you through the navigations of life to find empathy and sympathy and to define it. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is The Matriarch, and I am definitely bidding you guys farewell with a food for thought. Listen, think about it, talk about it, live in it a little bit, right? And maybe, just maybe, you will find that maybe you are, maybe you are not, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But we will meet again tomorrow. And when we meet again tomorrow, we shall definitely, definitely, definitely have further conversations. So I'm going to say bye-bye, and I'm going to leave you with this. And it's all right, man. Munikwat Vesni, don't be angry. It's okay. It's not your fault. You didn't make yourself. The society made you. Shiwetengelo.